wife. That's when Miss Mariah Reynolds walked into my life. She said,
I know you are a man of honor. I'm so sorry to bother you at home, but I don't know where to go, and I came here all alone.
She said,
my husband's doing me wrong, beating me, cheating me, mistreating me. Suddenly he's up and gone. I don't have the means to go on.
So I offered her a loan. I offered to walk her home. She said,
you're too kind, sir.
I gave her 30 bucks that I had socked away. She lived a block away. She said,
this one's mine, sir.
Then I said, well, I should head back home. She turned red. She led me to a bed, let her legs spread and said,
stay.
Hey.
Hey.
That's when I began to pray, Lord, show me how to say no to this. I don't know how to say no to this. But my God, she looked so helpless, and her body's saying, hell yes. No, show me how to say no to this. I don't know how to say no to this. In my mind, I'm trying to go. Then her mouth is on mine, and I don't say
no, no.
Say that was the last time. I said that last time, it became a pastime. A month into this endeavor, I received a letter from a Mr. James Reynolds. Even better, it said,
dear sir, I hope this letter finds you in good health and in a prosperous enough position to put wealth in the pockets of people like me, down on their luck. You see, that was my wife who you decided to
fuck.
Uh-oh, you made the wrong sucker a cuckold. So time to pay the piper for the pants you unbuckle. And hey, you can keep seeing my whole wife if the price is right.